This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, listeners, friendly reminder that we now have a Patreon. If you like what you hear, you can support the pod. Each week, we release video casts of the episodes, mini bonus episodes, reviews of clips submitted by subscribers, behind-the-scenes content, merch discounts, thirst traps, and more. Support our work for as low as $3 a month. Just go to patreon.com/girlsonporn. Welcome to the Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bay.
And we're looking at everything. Before we introduce the topic, we have a wide open segment for you today.
69 seconds of sex news. We've pulled headlines from the news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
Oh no, Hunter Biden's in the news again. The first son has been indicted on 9 tax charges for fraudulently listing several purchases as business deductions. These items included escorts and other sex workers, online porn, a $10,000 membership to a sex club, and more. Reports say he spent $188,960 in adult entertainment and a total of $872,000 on adult and sex-related items. Talk about stimulating the economy.
Nathaniel, the former subject of an episode of My Strange Addiction, has dumped his 1988 Chevy Monte Carlo for some hot new wheels. Nathaniel garnered attention back in 2012 for sharing his life and relationship with his car, Chase. Unfortunately, Chase sustained a terrible accident and is no longer with us. Nathaniel has now moved on to a sleek black Lexus ES330 called Lex, the sexy sedan Jordan, and his masculine SUV Jet. These new relationships each give Nathaniel something a little different in the wake of his loss. We're just happy he's getting out there and back on the horsepower.
Scientists have finally found the clitoris. Yes, you heard that correctly. Zoologists have finally identified the female snake sex organ, undoing years of misconceptions. Though male snake genitals have been the subject of scientific inquiry since the 1800s, female snakes have been completely overlooked. It turns out they possess a structure that is strikingly similar to the mammalian clitoris. If we can find it in snakes, there's no more excuses.
It's time for another fun chat with Mom. A popular Netflix show has officially introduced its audience to sounding. The Ultimatum is the latest in a string of Netflix reality dating shows that moms everywhere can't get enough of. Season 2's James casually mentioned sounding rods when talking about why it would be hard to talk about sex on camera. Despite the fact that he is open about his mid-level S&M relationship with partner Ryan, James denied ever having used a sounding rod at the reunion. In his defense, it can be hard to open up. And that leads us to today's topic, sounding.
Sounding. Before you all run away.
Yeah, right?
I feel like researching for this episode, I learned a lot and I really opened my mind and my heart.
Yes, and my urethra.
Yeah. Did you open your urethra? Yes, I did think about opening my urethra.
Yeah.
Although in the research, there was a definition I wasn't aware of, or like a new term, urethral intercourse, the penetration of the female urethra with a finger or penis. I wouldn't even know where to begin.
I mean, I don't even know. I need like a microscope to find my urethra. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. I'm like, I that would just be poking there. You know, like, I don't know about penetration, especially with a penis. Like, it would be more just like boop, boop, you know, like knocking at the door.
But it weirdly makes sense to me in a penis. Because, I mean, there are some people, like, there are some partners that I've had that I'm like, you gotta You've got an interestingly shaped urethral opening.
You got a wide urethra, baby.
You know, like, I'm like, look at the mouth on that puppy. Like, it is talking
well,
to me.
Here's what I thought about, both in, like, watching both of these videos. Mm-hmm. There's something, like, initially I was like, I feel like I want to see sounding in a medical context. And that's how it's come up in the past, is, like, we've watched very high kink medical grade, like we're in a physician's dark office and we're using gloves and we're sanitizing as part of the scene. And that actually, I see why that's high kink, because that actually makes it harder to watch.
Yeah.
Because it feels like a scary procedure.
Yes.
It feels clinical. It feels like me having an IUD inserted, which is an incredibly uncomfortable feeling.
Right.
But watching it in the videos that
feels
we'll
like
get to
after
the-
Feels like a mad scientist, like, you know, like a doctor,
yes, like
you know.
Torturing a penis.
Yeah.
And you're like, that doesn't go there, you know, or like only when it's necessary because you have a horrible, like the whole thing just feels really uncomfortable and invasive. Mm-hmm. But watching it in a different context, we'll talk about it after the break, but like the beads as opposed, like they use like sounding rods, but also these smaller, kind of like anal beads, but
about,
a little like more ovular and also just smaller, like work
There's
those
some give
in.
And flexibility,
Yeah, and I was like, oh, and I totally like undid this thinking around it. We're like, we're so protective of penises. We're like, you mustn't mash it. You mustn't crush the balls. Like, you mustn't be like, there's such a sensitivity around doing anything with a dick that isn't just inserting it in a vagina that I was like, wait, why are we so averse to this? It really just is like penetrative sex. Like, if you think about it, it doesn't make any more sense to put a wide cock into a vagina as it does to put a narrow sounding device
into a,
a penis.
Dead. Yeah.
So I kind of was able to watch it with that in mind. Mm-hmm. I also thought about and learned via the research that there's just nerve endings there,
there's
which of course
so
makes sense.
There's so many nerve endings,
But like that would appeal, that I'm like the same way we're like, whoa, is that a dick going in a butt? We're like, well, that's literally physiologically designed. To want
feel
that,
good.
Like the prostate wants the stimulation. The same thing, like the inner canal of the, like the urethra, like has all the same like nerve networks that the outside of the cock does.
Very
so,
dense,
like, Yeah, it makes
and there's
total sense to me.
Something to me, like something that makes sense to me is I feel often, I mean, I have a vulva, so it's different, but like, or like, you know, nerve endings or whatever are different, but like there's a kind of a thin line between like an orgasm and peeing. Do you know what I mean?
Very thin line. I know what you mean.
Yeah. And it's like, it's a whisper thin. Like, so I feel like sounding makes sense and that it would feel good to have something in your urethra because it's like it would feel like the same sensation of, I mean, like semen comes out of there, you know? Like, I bet you it feels great.
Yeah. Kind of, it's like unclogging a pipe.
Right.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
Like this is going to be the craziest thing I've ever said.
Okay.
But you know how like when you have a UTI and you get the medicine that like makes your pee kind of thick and like neon orange. And it sort of like feels good when you pee.
Well, when I have a UTI and I pee, it's great. Like what my strategy when I have UTI is to like drink as much water as possible. Wait kind of as long as I can. Before I pee. And then, like, actually feels amazing.
But there's, like, one specific type of medicine that, like, makes your pee sort of thick, you know?
The thickness I can't exactly relate to.
When
or at least
it,
I'm not, like cognizant of that sensation.
Color,
I do know about the color. I think I imagine it just being, like, cloudy, but I can't say that I can, like, feel that in my urethra, if that's what you're getting at. Like, maybe I'm less sensitive to what my... The thickness of my pee.
Also, specifically for men, sounding... It, like, can access the prostate in a way that, like, nothing else can.
It's true.
It,
you're,
it's,
like, really,
it's really
getting
it's
in there.
It's directly stimulating it.
Yes.
Which
very
is,
specific angle. Yeah.
It's, like, the front of it, which, like, you never really get, you know? So, like, I bet you it just, like, And I think that there's also something to be said about the taboo of putting something in there, you know?
Oh, totally.
Like, there's this idea that we shouldn't.
That's a huge part of it, is, like, the danger of it and just the, like, newness and novelty of it.
It's,
absolutely.
It's also sort of, it's non-traditional. There's, like, a little bit of, like, risk involved. Yeah, like, just, obviously, like, there's many steps that you have to take.
Yeah.
Medical grade silicone. Everything needs to be properly sterilized. Obviously, don't. You know, jam it in there. Like, you have to be very slow with it and delicate.
Yeah.
And it's like better to do it when you're only like sort of hard.
Yeah, I learned that too. Like a slight erection, like too much erection could create friction or resistance.
Right.
Not tight. Enough erection. Yeah. You're just going to be like, whoop, whoop, whoop. You're just poking a straw on the outside of a Capri Sun.
Yeah.
But yeah, just a little bit of a hard on is helpful. Right. I learned all these different types of urethral sounds.
Oh, sure.
Okay. So Bakes sounds, mm-hmm. also known as rosebud or bullet sounds. This is probably the most common one we see, like a long, thin metal rod with a little bud on the end, like a little wider bit at the end. Still like metal, usually. Like if we're visualizing and we don't have the visual, it's like a long, thin.
Yeah.
It's almost like those pointers that you pull out.
Right.
Except for instead of telescoping, it has like a little nubbin on the end, like a little metal nubbin. Diddle sounds.
Diddle.
Have a flat end and a rounded end. Mm. So like options there.
Right.
Hank sounds. I love all these names. I also don't know if I said diddle right. It could be detel, but like,
I like
diddle feels right. Yeah. Give me that. Handle that diddle sound. Give me the diddle.
Diddling
diddle
yourself.
Diddle.
Yeah.
Hank sounds, as in Hank Aaron.
Named after
or
someone?
Or Tom Hank.
Yes.
No, I don't know where Hank comes
singular
from, unfortunately.
Hank. Yeah.
Singular Hank sounds have a more pronounced curve at the ends, as well as a metal rib on each end.
Mm-hmm.
Pratt sounds are longer urethral dilators.
Yeah.
Double-ended ones are usually almost a foot long.
Yeah.
With rounded and slightly bent ends.
Mm-hmm.
And then a Van Buren sound has like a pronounced tip
after the president
applicator. I certainly in that case I think so, but also like why? Like what was happening in the era that we came up with this? Was someone just a Van Buren enthusiast, or do we suspect that he was into this?
Interesting.
We may never know, but I would happily investigate it.
Yeah. Also, I got this information from funlove.com. So again, take this with a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, sounding is also a sexual practice enjoyed by approximately 10% of men, according to a 2012 sexual wellness survey.
That's higher than I thought.
Yeah.
10% is higher than I would have thought for like this extreme of a kink.
Yeah, I know. But I think that like people that are like, you know, who are really into like DS scenarios, who are into medical play, you know, I think it's more popular. And if you're a male sub, you know, you're be more open into this.
Yeah, it's a pretty subby act, I believe.
It is, but it doesn't really feel like it's necessarily cock and ball torture because I don't know. Pleasure pain.
I think it can be. I think you can kind of use it as part of a CBT situation.
Right.
And or it can be just its own thing.
Right. Because it's something that, I don't know, in all of the research and everything that I was like looking at this, at sounding, it's like everyone's reaction is, it's not like a ball smasher, you know? It's like,
it is
intense stimulation and it feels amazing. And especially like with external penis stimulation, and like people kind of compare it to like peeing after holding your bladder for a really long time, like it's like a big release, and it can kind of result in like a longer, more extended,
to say
more
like
powerful
a stronger
orgasm.
Ejaculation, I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
I know. Yeah, but there is something that it's funny that you said that, because I also felt like, wow, if this was in like a medical play scenario, I feel like it would be a little bit more, I don't know,
it's
I don't think
intense.
I would like
it's
it.
Funny.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to think that that would almost
be
make
like, okay,
more sense, because you're like, everybody's certainly safe. Like, we're sanitary, we're using gloves, this is a professional, but that makes you cringe, you know, that makes you feel like it's a procedure.
Right.
As opposed,
well,
like,
I also
that
think, like,
makes the tension
women,
in the room higher.
Yeah, I think like, as women,
also,
like,
as
that's
women,
like a,
I'm
a
like,
fear that we have to deal with, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We don't want to be like poked and prodded down there, and it's like something we have to deal with. Yeah, I did not get anesthesia when I had my IUD inserted this last time and was like, what? Sorry, it's just happening? Okay.
Right. It's just like something like we get, you know, speculums in there like far too often. And it's like a fear that we deal with. We're like, you know,
Yeah. So I think it makes sense for us. But I'm sure there's about a million male listeners right now being like, that ain't going anywhere near my dick.
Yeah.
Oh, but when you think about it, like, it's just, it's penetration. And like, we penetrate so many other orifices. Like, why not?
Right.
You know?
And like, you know, you guys got a prostate. I don't know. I just, again.
Might be nice down there. Might be nice. Yeah.
Try something.
Listen, you learn something new every day. And my mind opened. Hey, Rach, who should not be doing sounding stuff?
Oh, I don't know. People who have had issues with, you know, UTIs or strictures, you know?
Yeah, anyone with like active outbreaks, history of frequent UTIs,
right?
History of injury to the urethra.
Sure, sure.
Anybody with discharge coming out, like maybe get that checked out before you go poking around your urethra.
Right.
And anyone with like any kind of prostate condition, like prostatitis, benign prostatic hyperplasia.
Wow.
Prostate cancer.
Okay.
You know, you're going to want to consult your doctor before you go fucking with that.
You saying those words, I was like, am I consulting my doctor right now?
I impressed myself. I did not look this up ahead of time. I just went for
it. You said them with such confidence that I was like, okay, you have a medical
degree. The thing is, I am getting certified as a sex coach, so I'm getting better at getting less intimidated seeing words go by, you know?
She just rattles them off.
Yeah, and I am studying Latin. Just kidding, but that would help because that's where all those words come from.
Where do you have the time?
Well, you know. Shall we do the showdown?
Yes!
Let's do it.
Sounding Play with My Sub-Brother, Part 2, HD.
Wow, Sounding Play with My Sub-Brother is intense. Yeah.
Brotherly love.
Yeah.
Philadelphia.
Gay twink, he sucks porn, and stepdad penile sounds are stainless.
He sucks porn?
He sucks porn.
Like Jimmy Kraft porn, but he sucks porn.
Penile sounds are stainless. He sucks porn.
He sucks porn, and I don't care. He sucks porn. And
this feels like a pretty weak AI model wrote this. We're like, these are the keywords.
Right.
We've got
ChatGPT.
Porn sucks. You know, let's just gay twink. He sucks porn, sure. And stepdad penile sounds are stainless.
Yeah. That would maybe break AI if they had to, like, you know, go into Pornhub and like try to fix all of the titles.
Or even just craft a title. Like, not to mention, like, the Olive Garden commercial. It's like trying to, like, an AI writing porn titles would be worse than the actual titles that are already out there,
That is how we destroy
That's
it.
How we kill. We need to write a movie where, like, that's how we kill the robots. We're like, you think you handled this?
Clean up all of the titles on Pornhub.
And then it just short circuits and explodes.
It's like, Oh, God, that'd be so great for porn if that's how we saved the world. Okay.
Yeah, finally, there'd be some respect for it, maybe.
Yes.
In the most unexpected way possible. Okay.
Outdoor cock sounding on the trail. Now, this sounds like a place where you wouldn't want me doing sounding.
Mm, yeah, I immediately was like, do we have, like, alcohol wipes? Like,
I don't consider,
do we have, like, a clear sanitary area? Like,
if I've learned anything about, you know... I was going to say the Civil War,
tell me what you know about the Civil War, Rach. I'm ready.
That's just like what I think of when I think of like outdoor, like medical, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
immediately
war.
You're in like a tent and somebody's like arm is squirting a comical amount of blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's like muskets going off in
and
the
everyone's
background.
Like, I don't know, you know, bite down on this knife as we pour some whiskey on it, you know?
But yeah, that's a sounding scene.
Instead of amputating someone's leg, it's just urethral sounding.
Yeah, bite down this knife while I work this metal rod in your member, sir.
Wow. Weirdly, kind of hot. I don't know.
Yeah, somehow you're talking me into it. Initially, I was like, we're just hiking and we're like sweaty. Yeah. And like there's other people on the trail and we have to like find a place where you can like safely settle in. I was like, no, this is way too high maintenance.
This is my Oregon trail. Outdoor cock sounding on the trail, you know?
Yeah, it's your period feature.
Right. Yes. I'm not worried about dysentery, you know?
No. If she dies, she dies.
She dies.
Sounding on the trail. The title is Sounding on the Trail, and the subtitle is If She Dies, She Dies. Okay, one from me.
Yeah.
Light stick sounding. Happy Halloweener.
Light stick? Like they put like a glow stick?
100%. I'm sure that's what it is.
That can't be good.
You know those things you bend to be your like bracelet? I think we're sounding with that.
You know, it would be funny if they put it in and they broke it. They put the light in and then they snapped it to turn it on.
And then it was just leaking like glow stuff out of their urethra.
I don't know why that's making me laugh so hard, but that's funny.
I'm worried for them. You break that and I'm like, no. Ooh, careful.
But you don't break it. It's like you snap it to turn the light on. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You like work it in and then you go like to the penis.
You just squeeze it.
You just squeeze the penis and then it lights up, which is satisfying.
Yay! Happy Halloween. Okay, last one from me. Brazil CBT urethral sounding, Dom screwdriver my cock, number two.
Nice.
He screwdrivered it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, last two from me. Adeline X, ouch, that feels great in my pee hole.
Whoa.
We went on a quick journey there. Wow. Ouch, that feels great in my pee hole.
Interesting.
Hard pivot in the middle of that sentence. Uh-huh. And then last one, this ties back to the feature that you're going to direct, Sounding on the Trail.
Yes.
Soldier sounding urethra with pen.
Oh.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this in the, but that's like it's an interesting choice.
Yeah. You don't want the soldier to be there in the Civil War tent with you, or the pen is concerning
the pen.
You.
The pen is what's concerning me.
I think it's like, it's
unless
giving.
Unless you're sticking it in there to sign a, put a signature on something. Use your dick to put a signature.
It's only okay if you're working it in so that you can then maneuver the dick to like write with a pen the same way you'd like pee in the snow.
Yeah.
I think that we're, well, you know how, have you ever seen someone like save someone's trachea, like in a movie or something with a pen?
Sure. Yes. They take the insides
out. I feel like it's like, the soldier, it's an emergency. We got to get this pen in your cock right now. That's what I'm picturing.
Yes. I see what you're saying.
Let's take a break. I think we've pushed our audience to capacity. We'll take a breather.
Yeah.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey, listeners, Laura here, Laura from the podcast. Some of you have been following my journey in getting certification as a sex and intimacy coach and educator. In addition to working in entertainment, I have a long history, more than 15 years of experience to be precise, as a communication trainer and executive coach for individuals, private companies, and even government agencies. With the growing popularity of Girls on Porn, friends, followers, listeners came out of the woodwork for support with their sexual challenges. And I realized that I'm incredibly passionate about helping people on that front, whether that might mean dismantling shame, navigating complicated relationship dynamics, finding ways to have better sex in relationship or on your own, and even endeavoring difficult sexuality or life transitions. I ultimately decided to pivot my career and to focus my coaching work on sex and intimacy, and to get a verifiably fantastic progressive education and certification with the Sexual Health Alliance. SHA is an organization that hosts many of the leading therapists, authors, clinicians, and researchers in the sex positive space, some of whom have even guested on the podcast and whose expertise I already knew and trusted. If you share an interest in professional sex education or certification for your coaching, therapy, or educational practice, I highly recommend the Sexual Health Alliance's programming. You can learn more at sexualhealthalliance.com. And if you're interested in learning more about my practice, or you think you might want to work with me, you can find me at tinyurl.com/lauracoaches. That's tinyurl.com/lauracoaches. First video we are going to discuss today from kink.com, one of our faves and great for kinky play like this. My brother's discipline, Michael Del Rey, punishes stepbro Alex Meekum. This is from Bound Gods.
Yes.
Worth one of mentioning. My favorite specific channel within.
I like both of these performers a lot, actually. Michael Del Rey, we recently talked about in the real estate episode. He's like a big, like, bi guy for all the big studios. And Alex Meekum, I feel like I've seen him on Kink and in other various channels.
Yeah.
So what's really great about this and all kink.com videos is we get the wonderful like pre-interview and post-interview. And I loved actually watching this pre-interview because
they're kind of cuddly with each other.
Yeah,
they're really sweet. Over each other.
Yeah. They're really sweet. And they like go through like some really good important boundaries. And there's like something, there was a funny moment. I don't know if you clocked this, but Alex is going to be the sub. And so he's like talking about things that he doesn't like. He's like, I don't really love like degradation or like name calling. Like, I just don't really do well with that.
Yeah.
I don't like that. And then the interviewer is like, okay, so like, what about like, you know, like saying like, you know, bitch, whore, slut, things like that. And Michael, the Dom, goes, well, I think that's exactly what he doesn't want. He's like, but I don't want to speak for him.
I love
and
that.
I was like, oh, that's amazing. You know, like really like tuned in.
He's like, he literally just said like, don't degrade me. And he does a great job in the scene of being like, I'm going to, it has more of a punitive thing.
Like, right.
I'm going to like fuck you up, man. Like he keeps it in the scene like, rather than being like, you're a piece of
you're
shit
worthless.
Or you're disgusting or you're worthless.
Right.
I also, so I set out to like only watch the sounding section of this.
Cause it's like a 45 minute.
It's an hour. It was a full hour. And I started with the pre interview. Cause I just like to see that and be like, everybody's safe here.
Right.
I watched the whole fucking thing. This was really hot. It's a great scene. And like, it's a very simple setup. They're stepbrothers, and they're, like, working in stepdads. I mean, I guess they're working in one of their dads. We don't quite know what it is. We sort of think it's a garage.
It's like a garage.
Because they're in their onesies, and I will call them onesies.
They're in, like, in Dickies, too, which, like, I was like, oof, there's nothing hotter than, like,
Dickies
at one
Carhartt.
Point, like, like, Alex Meekum is, like, sort of, like, he goes, he's by himself at one point, and he starts sort of, like, jerking off, and he's, like, playing with his heart on, like, under his Dickies, and I was like, that's hot to me, you know, like, you know, sorry, I'm a product of my own environment. Like a hard dick and Dickies really gets me going.
They also both like butch up really well. Do you know what I mean? Like when they're like hanging out as step bros, they're like, yeah, man, we're not going to clock out till six. But like, if you want to like, go ahead, it's a little dirty over here. Wipe this down. Like we're going to make use of all the time, man. Like, man, no problem. Like they're, that helps to me. Like, not that I wouldn't want to watch less masculine gay men fuck, but for this scenario, it has that very like kinky, straight turned gay like thing that is just really effective, you know. And I love that they're so like they're like cuddly in the pre-interview, and then they step in the character, and they're these like
straight,
very mask like in the work suits, like fucking you know, like we're gonna hold hammers and heavy things, and then they go into the scene, and the scene is prompted by this stockade, the stock that Alex finds, like, what is this? And then and then he starts masturbating. We don't know yet that Michael has caught him or has seen him, but he comes and he's like, yeah, hey man, like, do you know what this is? And then gets him to put his legs and arms in it, and then proceeds to torture him in the scene.
And was like, you didn't think that I was gonna fucking, I didn't see you jerking off. Like, you slack off, you have no work ethic. And that's like his punishment, you know? He rips his pants off.
I was going to say, highlights of the scene, rips the pants off. But I saw that in the trailer and I was like, oh, we're watching this. Yeah.
I loved that. And there's a lot of spanking, playing with his ass, starts like jerking him off. And then we transition out of the stockade into him getting taped up, standing up. And he puts on these clips. And I'm so happy that they didn't cut this out, but they put on these clips.
Yeah.
And he's like starting to like use a sound on him, and he's blindfolded. And like, there's like, once he puts the like sound in, there's like this really sharp inhale that was like so hot to me because it was like pleasure pain. And he's like, what are you doing to me? Like, what are you doing to my cock? And he's like really like slides it in all the way. But then there's this great moment where he actually like says mercy. And like, instead of like letting the scene stop, he's just like, mercy, like, I can't take these clips.
Yeah.
And so the scene keeps going. They don't drop, you know, and he takes the clips off.
Yeah.
And they continue on with the scene. And there's obviously like a little bit of a cut there or something because they like changed the shot up.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, I love that. You know, like,
yeah,
I love seeing that in real life. I think it's important for people who don't know anything about like, you know, like dom sub or like, it, you know, like deep like role play. You don't have to stop the scene. You can just say like, I don't like mercy. I don't want this, you know, like, and like you can keep it going and it's not going to ruin everything, you know, like,
yeah,
you can still continue.
Totally. And they even talk about that in the post interview where they're like, hey, good. On, he was like, the only thing that was tough was like the clips were genuinely hard, you know, like they were, they were like, good on you for like voicing that. And then Michael just like very delicately like took them off and then kept going with the scene, but like without like dropping character, it wasn't like the scene fell away.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And then, oh, I loved it. I loved the idea of him like not knowing, like blindfolded and being like, what are you doing to me? You know, like that's,
yeah,
that is hot to me. I don't know what that, what I would call that or what that is, but this sort of like, kind of like overwhelming feeling of like not knowing what's going on that you get when you're like blindfolded or tied up.
Yeah.
It's like loss of control, I guess.
Yeah.
And kind of, and like a reluctance to admit that you like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 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 Well, it's like a specific kind of submission. And like,
yes,
I think we all have a fantasy of being tied up. And but it, there's an extra element added here that is like so high stakes. And it's such,
right,
we're watching what what's happening. And we're like, holy shit, like that's an intense thing to have happen. And he's like, oh, man. So for him, go from like that fear to enjoying it is a hot journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know what I would call this, but it's something that I like use a lot when I'm like fantasizing or whatever, or like thinking about what I like. It's sort of like, you can see it sometimes in like straight categories and gay porn, or you know, where it's like the reluctance to be, you know,
it's
like
dubious, I remember consent one time, a little bit, right?
It's like where you're a little bit, but it's like you, you know, being like, uh-oh, you like it. I think you like it.
Yes.
Like
yeah.
I remember one time, like I was with an ex or whatever, and like he was like, for every second that you don't come, I'm gonna like put something in, you know, I'm gonna put my cock like an inch further into your ass.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I think you, he was like, I think you like this. And that like made me go wild, you know?
Yeah.
It's like the idea of like something taboo, I guess, that you're like, I know that I shouldn't like this, but I like it. And like someone calling like me out
like,
on
are
it.
Are you a little pervert and you fucking like this? And you're like, I am a little pervert. I do like this.
Right.
Yeah. It's, it's like a kind of permission. And like that element, you always want that to be there in any kind of porn with dubious consent or like a resistant element, like ignoring porn. I don't like unless that happens. Like I'm like, I don't just want to watch someone like tolerate a cock in them. I want them to like slowly be like, oh, but maybe I like it, you know?
I kind of like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved this video. Shocker to no one, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you brought it to us and I was like, oh, this is going to be good. I loved it too, honestly. And I didn't expect to.
The second sound that he uses, that's more of like, it's more flexible and it's like almost like little anal beads.
It's like, it's like plastic, I think. Like it seems softer and like it's bendy. It's not metal.
Right. Yes.
And when he worked that in, I was like, oh, like that.
And he was like, oh, he was freaking out. He was like, oh, my God. Like, it's like right at my prostate. He's like, I'm going to come. Like, he was so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And that was really hot to watch. And then he, like, pulled it out and, like, you know.
Yeah.
We changed it up. And then we got into some shibari with a fuck saw, some edging.
Yeah.
It had it all, really. Loved this video.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Yeah. I really loved it. I thought it had so many like great chapters. They were so sweet before and after, like really gave me permission to leave and lean into the scene without worrying about them. And yeah, it was a hot scene. Like it wasn't actually like a ton of like CBT so much as it was like, it was more like generally torture. Like he was strung up at one point. He was tied up. He left him overnight. So to speak, you know, like it was sort of orgasm denial.
Yes.
But it was like a nice balance of things. And it was really, their dynamic was really hot. I was into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Agreed.
All right.
Should we talk about the
other Yeah. Do you have the title handy for this
one? I do. It's called Sounding Cocks and Blowing Dicks with the Athletic Twink and the Puppy. This is from My Dirtiest Fantasy featuring Eisen Lauren and Pup Davy. Our dom is sort of like sitting in like very brightly colored, like a little thong and like harness and some socks. And he's got a crop. And our pup is laying on his little dog bed. And the thing that I had, the biggest issue that I had with this video is that the dom was just sort of like using the crop in a way that I was like, I don't know what this guy wants. You know what I mean? Like he was just sort of like just every once in a while, just sort of like hitting the dog, hitting the pup.
Yeah.
And
yeah, at one point he was like, had him suck his dick and then slowly put his like underwear back on.
Yeah.
It was kind of, it didn't have a lot of thrust to it or a lot of like tension in it.
Yeah.
You know?
And it was so silent.
It was
like,
so quiet.
I was like, why are they saying
anything? It was also just in kind of a like sterile home environment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes that can work.
He, like, kicks over the dog dish and hits the dog bed. I'm like, I'm calling animal control. You know?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Like, I think that there's something, and we haven't done a pup play episode, but I think that there's something, you know, like, you're doing things for rewards as a dog.
Yeah.
Like, dogs are endlessly sort of the loving, trusting.
Yeah, and there's a really strong, there wants to be a clear power dynamic that isn't just, like, abusive. That's more like, are you good? Are you doing a good job? Like, oh, no. Yes, yes. Like, you know, that you want that control to be really tight and for those dynamics to be very well infused in the scene. And this was kind of like nobody quite knew what to do with themselves. Or like, we didn't, I like the dom wasn't super strong. It was, it was a little bit like, sure, you know?
Yeah. And then pup Davy, we get like a moment where he sits on the chair and he takes his mask off and we get a little like VFX on the sound in the like the sanitizer bowl. Did you see that? It was like a little sparkle of like of the like on the sound.
Yeah, I did. I did like that moment where it was like, like little sparkle, like gleaming sounding devices, you know?
Yes.
There was also a really funny moment where like the pup jumped away from his dom and knocked the chair and it made a fart sound. And I was like, like as it scoots across. I had to rewatch
even
it to be
like the sounding of this video. Like I was like, he gets like a bone shaped gag and Pup Davy does and he's, you know, the dom is sounding him. And I was like, I wanted to know that he was enjoying it. You know?
There was very little reaction. Like initially
was like,
he was like
having fun.
Totally unresponsive. And we had some weird shots where I was like, is the sounding happening because the dick's out of frame and I'm just seeing the face and the face is unresponsive. And then there were shots where you can see both.
Yeah.
But he was still kind of unresponsive. And then at one point he sort of winced, but I was like, I get the feeling this is old hat for him.
Yeah.
But he's not even like enjoying it. You know, like the tension of the taboo wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also was like, do you like this or are we just doing this for no reason? You know, like it was neither
strange.
Dangerous nor pleasurable. And you want a combination of both of those things.
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah, unfortunately that video didn't really do anything for me.
Not making it into the bank for me.
Yeah. But I did jerk off to the other one.
My brother's discipline is in the bank. It's great work.
Yes.
Great performers. Mm-hmm. Loved everything about it, honestly.
Yeah. Really.
Yeah. Really no notes on that one, which is rare.
Same. Same. Thank God. I just want to say, like, this is another topic that we haven't had one in a while where I was like, I came into this kind of like gulp and I was surprised at how much I understood and made sense of it and enjoyed the video, you know?
Yeah. This was another case for me for sure where I was like, I just took a step forward in totally understanding and even like craving is a strong word because I don't really, I don't think I'll do this, but like,
sure.
I mean, if someone wanted me to, I would be into it. I think I meant more like, I'll never quite understand the sensation of having a penis and doing urethral sounding.
Sure.
But I was like, ooh, I kind of get this. And I kind of like, maybe it's on the bucket list to just like try or at least like be in the room for at some point.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's always exciting when you like open your mind further to something new.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on our Instagram at TikTok at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. On our YouTube, youtube.com/@girlsonpern. On our website, girlsonporn.com. And also on our Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. And if you want to leave us a cheeky little 5-star review, it means a lot because sometimes we just get random hate on the podcast based on the subject matter. So a 5-star review is genuinely meaningful and goes a long way. Please feel free to include your Instagram handle so we can shout you out and thank you.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually any good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.